of page 15, continuing on with Emunah that transcends the ego. Emunah in God's exaltedness is the key to transcending the ego. The more we have Emunah in the exaltedness of God, the more we enjoy being in service without wanting any payment in return. When we serve that which is important, we are in a state of joy. The more important something is, the more joy there is in serving. Imagine, for example, the most important person in the world asking us for help. We would be happy to help any way we could and wouldn't ask to be paid. The opportunity to serve someone extremely important is itself a reward. When we see how happy we are to be of service to a very important person, we can contemplate the magnificent joy we would experience in serving God if we had emunah in God's exaltedness. Wanting to receive something from God would be irrelevant, as we would consider the opportunity to be in divine service the reward itself. The desire to believe that we are in the presence of God in order to be in a state of giving and divine service is a desire for emunah that transcends the ego. So it says many places in the learning that central to all of our spiritual work and spiritual development is more and more awakening ourselves to the realization that we are in the presence of God, and that the divine source of reality is so exalted beyond anything we could comprehend. And the more that we're trying to awaken ourselves to the exaltedness of the divine presence that we're in, is what awakens in us the desire to be in a state of giving and love. That awareness is what transforms our wanting to get in the moment to a place of wanting to give in the moment. He brings here, though we've discussed this already before, the idea that when we're in the presence of somebody that's extremely important, it's a pleasure for us to be in a state of service. Right? This whole transformation we're going through, right, to transcend our desire to receive, isn't a transformation of trying to transcend the experience of pleasure. Everything we're doing here is rooted in experiencing pleasure, because that's what's flowing. But what we're working on is raising our pleasure to higher levels of pleasure. We're working on the transformation from enjoying lower pleasures, which are pleasures of serving ourselves, to be able to experience the higher pleasures, which are pleasures in giving and loving. So when we're in the presence of somebody very important, ultimately, of course, to realize that everybody is infinitely important. But on a simple level, until we've got into there, when there's somebody extremely important, most important person in the world, if we're in the presence of somebody that's considered so important, that we understand to be so important, so it's a pleasure, an actual pleasure, to be of service to help that person. Helping that person would not be something that we would want to be paid for. We would pay to have the merit of being able to be of service in that moment. I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to be in the presence of somebody you would consider to be the most important person in the world on a simple understanding. And I've had the great privilege of being in the presence of Rebbe Gottlieb, who is the Rebbe who's writing the material that we're learning now. And to my understanding, Rebbe Gottlieb is one of the greatest spiritual personalities in the world today. And just to share my experience, to be in the presence of somebody that's on such a high level, and so important what the person is doing in the world, just to be in the presence of a person like that, everything changes inside of yourself. In that moment of being in the presence of a person like that, so our normal tendencies that are always thinking only about ourselves and what we can try to get, suddenly like the pleasure of being in the presence of somebody so important and realize there's something so important that's going on right here is naturally wanting to be of service in any way that could possibly be. For example, I've been in a situation where there was a festive meal happening, being in the presence of the Rebbe and at that meal, and all the food just doesn't mean anything. The pleasure of being in the presence of someone so important is like what's happening. The material pleasures of eating food are just not relevant. There's a greater pleasure in being in the presence of somebody so important. I've had the privilege of the Rebbe asking me to do something, to help with something. And not only was it a pleasure to try to do something, the ability to go and try to make that happen was like not in my normal state of being. There's a very important thing happening that needs to be taken care of. So it's different than if it's something that's not so important. Like suddenly to make that like particular thing happen because it's so important. So you have the energy to do that in a way that you wouldn't have the energy to take care of something that didn't seem so important. Like to make the calls to make it happen. If they don't answer, you call back again. You find numbers of people you wouldn't even think to call to make something. This has to happen or something important. Whatever you could do to like make that happen like right away. It's like so important. The desire to be of service and the extent to which you are serving to help make what needs to happen, to the extent that we realize the exaltedness of what we're being asked to serve. So that's the extent to which we have energy and desire to do that act of service. So if we copy-paste, which is the idea, and we realize the exaltedness of the divine presence that we're in, so our wanting to be of service in whatever way is moment is asking of us, not only is it a pleasure for us to do that, but we do it with all of our energy in ways beyond our normal ways of acting. And to the extent that we can reach higher and higher levels of the exaltedness of the divine presence that we're in, our desire and ability to be of service and what we will do to be of service increases accordingly. So of course the idea is ultimately to realize that everybody is of infinite importance. And to want to be of service in any way that we practically can to everybody. But there's an idea of also trying to seek out and being in the presence of people who are very important, spiritual masters who are important in their, what's important about them is that they're in the state of giving and loving and service and trying to do in the world important things to help all of the world in this transformation. So in the presence of somebody that's on a high level of working in that direction, our pleasure becomes to connect to that, to what extent that we can to be in that direction of giving and loving and service and working to help. It ends here, it said, the desire to believe that we are in the presence of God in order to be in a state of giving and divine service is a desire for emunah that transcends the ego. Right, so this section was about working on developing our emunah to help us to be in a place of higher levels of divine service. Those levels of divine service are pleasurable. There's a work that's involved. But the idea is the more that we're attaining the higher levels of emunah, the higher levels of emunah and the exaltedness of God, the exaltedness of the divine presence that we're in. So then our desire to give and be of service is higher levels of pleasure that we're experiencing. The idea is not to transcend pleasure. The idea is to reach higher and higher levels of pleasure. Trying to shift our pleasure from the pleasures in serving the self to the pleasures in serving others. From the pleasures of trying to take the love to the pleasures of trying to give the love. And those higher pleasures, pleasures in giving and loving, those are pleasures that transcend the ego. Those are pleasures that are in the direction that we're working towards attaining. The more that we can feel that boundless love that's flowing right now through everything and within ourselves. So the more it becomes pleasurable for us to also flow in that state of giving and love.